our Shurim on Pas Palter and Pas Akum, one of the things we mentioned was the absurdity of the possibility that a person is sitting down to a meal and he's in the middle of eating bread, and then all of a sudden a Jewish bakery opens up right in his town, and now the bread that he was eating, beheter, in middle of the meal is going to become usher. So we mentioned that in the shir, and I got an email from my good friend Rabbi Yehuda Balzum, and he pointed out to me that this is very nogeya to the issue of eating Shabbos leftovers during the 9 days, whether you're allowed to eat meat, Shabbos leftovers during the 9 days, because this is exactly the svara that the Rush uses, which is the basis for those who are matir eating meat leftovers during the 9 days. What on earth are we talking about? So let's back up a little bit. The Bnei Yisachar quotes in Tammuz of Aleph Yud, that from the Ikari Dinim, in the name of the Kol Eliyahu, that in Yerushalayim, even though they didn't eat meat throughout the 9 days, they would eat leftovers from Shabbos. I found this quoted in the Sefer Avnei Shoham, which I picked up at Hakol B'Sefer when we were in Woodburn the other week. And the truth is, the reason to be lenient, the basis for this leniency, the Bnei Yisachar points out, but really it's pointed out more famously by the Birkei Yosef, by the Chida and Birkei Yosef, Simtaf Kuf Nun Aleph Siv Vav, from a sugya in Chulin Daf Yud Zayin. The sugya in Chulin discusses what would the halacha be if Bnei Yisrael b'chnisasam la'aretz, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, had basar nechira. You see, shechita only became required once they entered Eretz Yisrael. Prior to entering Eretz Yisrael, if you killed an animal, you could eat the animal. You didn't. If it died on its own, it was nevela. But if you killed it, you could eat it. You didn't need to do shechita. So what if they had a fridge full of meat? They didn't have refrigerators, but what if they had a freezer full of meat? And they didn't have freezers either. They had a whole bunch of meat, and they came into Eretz Yisrael. So what's the halacha? Can they eat that meat that was basar nechira prior to entering Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara says, Teiku. We have no idea. We don't know what the halach would be about basar nechira. So Rashi on the spot says, and who cares? Meaning, probably they had a rabbi to ask. I don't know, Moshe, Yoshua, right? They could have figured something out. What do we need to answer this shaila for them? It's not going to happen again. So Rashi says, drosha kabel schar. It's like ben soru more, you know, these areas of halacha where you just learn to be mekabel schar. The Rush, however, says, no, there's never any baya in Shas. There's never a shaila in Shas that's asked, which is only drosh v'kabel schar. There are topics that are drosh v'kabel schar, but an ibaya that's going to end in a teiku, you never have drosh v'kabel schar. He says, it's nogeya lemaisa. The Rosh says, how's it nogeya lemaisa? Let's say a person takes a neder to aser on himself, min echad mehaminim. He asers a particular item on himself, starting at a certain date, at a certain time, and prior to that time, he has that item, and he has it left over after that time already begins, when the Shas Neder already begins. Can he eat that stuff that he has from before his Shas Neder, because it was mutter to him? Now the Yisr kicks in. Can he keep the stuff that was mutter to him? That's the Bayin Shas. That's the Teiku. That's what the Gemara was asking. So says the Chida that this is l'chara the same issue as having Shabbos leftovers during the 9 days. Forget about making a siyum. You have meat that was mutter to you on Shabbos. Shabbos ended. Now all of a sudden it becomes aser because it's no longer Shabbos. So maybe it's the same ibaya, and therefore maybe there's room to be makel. But wait, wait, wait. What do you mean room to be makel? The Gemara said, teiku. Yeah, the logic goes that the iser of eating meat during the 9 days is not an iser at all. It's actually a minhag. And even if it were an iser, it would only be an iser drabanan, but it's not an iser. It's only a minhag. Teiku means that it's a suffik. Suffik drabanan lekula. So since it's an issue mit drabanan, we can be makel. That's very questionable that we can be makel on that suffik. There is a machlokas rishonim, a significant machlokas rishonim. When the Gemara says teiku, does that mean that you just treat it like a regular suffik, where suffik daraisa lechumra and suffik drabanan lekula? The Nod Behuda points out in a tshuva in Madura Tinyani Yardeya Simon Samach Dalet, at the very end of the tshuva, he says that issue is not a new issue. Kvar nechlechu gedolei arishonim. Harif, Rosh, and Mesecha Shabbos point out that teiku would follow normal rules of suffik. However, the Rambam seems to assume that anytime something is a teiku, even if it's only a din drabanan, we'd go l'chumra, and that's why I think the Bnei Tzion writes in the tshuva somewhere that teiku means let it stand. It means that it cannot be resolved. So by going lekula, you are resolving it. That teku might, even if something is a teku, even if the issue is only an issue midrabanan, still we could be machmir. Bnei Yisachar himself also questions this conclusion, even though he says kivan the dvar of divrei kabbalah nekabel, but he says that, you know, there's a fundamental difference between basar nechira and the case of meat during the 9 days. By shchita, there's a mitzvah saseh miminyan taryag that becomes operative when we enter Eretz Yisrael. So meat that we already had, which we can't do that mitzvah on because it's already dead, and we were eating beforehand, maybe you can continue to eat that meat. However, during the 9 days, it's not a mitzvah of shchit or some new mitzvah that's kicking in. There's an isser that's related to the avelus, that's related to the deprivation, one is supposed to suffer during the 9 days. So it shouldn't matter when you got that meat or how you got that meat. Just say you're not allowed to enjoy that meat during the 9 days. Similarly, Rav Menashe Klein in the Shuvas Mishnah Halachos Chelches Simin Reish Yutes points out that the whole notion of Ha'ol V'Ishtari Ishtari, that once something becomes mutter, it stays mutter. And that's by something that was usher and became mutter. Meat during the 9 days is only a minute to begin with. The isser is only on Erev Tishbav Lahalacha, and it's only a minute to begin with. So we wouldn't apply the entire principle of Ha'ol V'Ishtari Ishtari. The Chelches Yaakov in the Tshuva Narchaim Sim Reish Yadalit further argues that in the Midbar, the Nechira was Bimakum Shchita, meaning it would be comparable to like Malika of an oaf in the Migdash. That's how you made kosher meat in the Midbar. If the animal was alive, it's Sefer Menachai. If the animal drops dead, it's Nevela. So how do you make it kosher in the Midbar? So there was no concept of Shchita. You would stab it, you would do Nechira, and that way the animal will become kosher. So the Shaila of the Gemara was whether when you did a Maisa that was already Matir the meat, and now what would be required to be matir meat changes, the halacha of what maisa would be required changes, so now does that meat change? Does that meat go back to become usher? That's the whole shayla. But by Shabbos leftovers, with the 9 days, there's no maisa that's matir the meat, or anything like that, so the whole shayla is irrelevant. And that's why the Gemara never asked about the food that we had before Matan Torah, which must have included nevelos, trefos, dagan tamayim, right? Also, behemoth tamayim, right? Must have had all sorts of non-kosher food, because that's not a shayla. There was no maisa hamatir in such case. In fact, in the Shuvas Divrei Yetziv, in the Likutim Hashmato, Simon Mem Zayin, the Kleisenberger says that maybe the Rush was also only talking about when you do a maisa, like a neder, to be omed etzel achaliva, to be there when they're milking, or personally pick all of your own fruits. But without a maisa hamatir, then there's no shayla. However, the Bnei Yisachar says that there is, and the Birkei Yosef points out as well, the Chida points out in Tavkuf Nun Aleph, that the major push to want to be makel about this is really because of Kavod Shabbos, that we're afraid that if we're not going to be matir leftovers, people are going to cook just the bare minimum of what they need for Shabbos, and it's not going to be proper Kavod Shabbos. Meaning, very often, when people cook for Shabbos, they know they cook as much as they want, and they don't have to worry that it's not going to all get eaten, because eventually it will get eaten. If it doesn't get eaten Shabbos, it'll get eaten Sunday, it'll get eaten Monday, it'll get eaten Tuesday, probably not past that, but it'll get eaten for the first few days of the week. So they know that they... But if you don't have that knowledge, we're afraid that it's not going to be a proper Kavod Shabbos. However, there are many rayas to be machmir on this shayla. The Stei Chemed in Pa'as Asad, the Bein HaMetzar, Simin Aleph, Oz Gimel, Divar Maschel V'inei Eini, proves from a Magen Avram, it's a Gevaldik Araya, from Magen Avram in Tavkuf Nun Aleph, Sukkot and Chavav, who says that, as let's say you are in a community that has only one minyan, and you're now, it's Motzai Shabbos, or it's about to be Motzai Shabbos, you're enjoying your Shalosh Shudis, and the Tzibur is davening Maariv. But you didn't go to daven Maariv together with the rest of the Tzibur. You're enjoying your Shalosh Shudis. You're extending your Shalosh Shudis. Magen Avraham writes, as soon as the Tzibur davens Maariv, Shabbos is over, and now you're not allowed to eat meat and drink wine anymore. Sounds like you're sitting at the same meal. Forget about Shabbos leftovers. This is mamish Esudah Shabbos. It was Esudah Shabbos. But since you are bound by the Zmanim of the Tzibur, and the Tzibur ended Shabbos, that's Ois Shabbos. That Magen Avraham is quoted by the Eliyahu Rabba, the Prima Gadim, the Mishnah Brura. It's quoted by all the mainstream poskim. It seems like a Raya Mukhrachas that there's no such heter of Shabbos leftovers. Furthermore, if the Svara of the Birkei Yosef were correct, forget about leftover meat from Shabbos, what about leftover meat from before Rosh Chodesh? Meaning, I got the Shaila on Thursday. People, at least four or five people sent me the Shaila. When do I have to stop eating dinner? When do I have to stop eating my meat? You know, at what point does the 9 day start? Because Nebuch, people were going to be without meat for another 24 hours till Friday night. You know, it was a really, really rough go over there. I wasn't sure if people were going to make it. So some of that to see him late Thursday night. But you know, when do I have to stop eating my meat? So if it's correct, you shouldn't have to stop at all. Adrabah, whatever meat you had prepared from before the 9 days should be mutter. But that's obviously ridiculous. The Aruch HaShulchan and Siv Chaf Dalet points this out. The Aruch HaShulchan points out, V'afilu basar shahiyah etzleinu mikodem Rosh Chodesh, Asur Lechol, V'afilu anishim Shabbos. He puts them in the same category. Meat that you had before Rosh Chodesh and meat that you have from Shabbos, they're the same. V'lodami l'masha kasav Rosh Perakam d'chulin. He says, and it's not at all like what the Rosh talks about in Chulin, about the basar nechira that they brought into Eretz Yisrael, where there was a shayla, whether it was mutar or asr, and the Rosh says, nafkamina for someone takes a neder, tizehu b'neder chadash, v'lo b'neder shemidor dor, v'avi kisar yashan. The Aruch Shulchan says an important distinction. The case of the Rosh is something new happened. A new Isser took hold. Basar Nechir, Shechita became a thing when they came into Eretz Yisrael. You take a new Neder that starts on a certain date. But something that was always there. Every year, the 9 days, every year, it's an old minhag that just keeps coming back. You know, we're not going to say you're allowed to eat chametz on Pesach because you had the chametz from before Pesach, right? It's an Isser that is there, that continues to go on. The Nadav Yudin Madur Tinyanasim and Samach Dalet also writes that this rush is difficult because then every single Nazir would be allowed to drink wine that was in his possession before. What could a Nazir not do? Wine making. But any wine that he had in his possession from before would be mutter, and that again is absurd. You know, the Rebbe doesn't need a raya that's absurd, but he brings one anyway. He says, you know, the Gemara talks about what a Nazir does if he's in a Beis HaKvaros, but it takes for granted that a Nazir is definitely not allowed to go into a Beis HaKvaros. Why not? Those people were dead before he became a Nazir, so he was allowed to be Metami to them before he became a Nazir. So what's the Isser of being Metami to them now? Shouldn't we say that since they were mutter already, they remain mutter? So the Rebbe says, no. The Rosh understood that the Shaila about Basar Nechira was unique. The Rush, says an interview, that was misupik about what made it unique. He suggests that maybe the case in Chulin is only by Basar Nechira where the Torah is Mechadesh in Isra of Basar Nechira, but delays the beginning of that Isser. Meaning, we're told there's going to be something called Shechita, and therefore Basar Nechira is going to be Asr, but not now! It's going to become Asr when you get to Eretz Yisrael. And maybe only in such a case we have a Shaila. That since we're told about the Isser in advance, but the Isser doesn't start right away, so right now we're told, even though the Isser exists, it's still Mutter, and the Isser is only going to start being Chal at a later date. So that's what the Rush is comparing to. That's why the Rush comes up with the case of Neder. A Neder, the Rush doesn't say Stam, you take a Neder. He says you take a Neder to begin at a certain Zman, and then you have something from before that Zman. What a strange case. Why not just say, I take a Neder to begin now? So it says in the Yudah, must be, because the Rush understood that it's only when there's a new Isser that's going to be put in into place, but it's only going to be Chal at a later time. Also, the Rush says the Svar of the Aruch HaShulchan, the Nadav Yudah says the Svar of the Aruch HaShulchan. Maybe the Rush was only concerned about, or was only discussing, a Takana Chadasha, something brand. Nadav Yudah says the Svar of the Aruch HaShulchan, that only Takana Chadasha, not something that goes on every single year. And that's why the Rush gives another example. He doesn't just give an example of Neder. He says, what if you're there in that generation when they asked Bishul Akum? Brand new Takana, Bishul Akum, Shlokos. They asked. So now all Bishul Akum that you had from before maybe should be mutter. Why does he have to give that example? Because that's an example of a new takana that was just being instituted at that time. So that's why the Nadav Yudah completely rejects this heter. The shayla the Nadav Yudah had was actually a machali akum shayla. The shayla the Nadav Yudah was dealing with was a guy came from a community where butter made by goyim was mutter, where they were not misakein against, they weren't gozer against butter made by Goyim, and he moved to a community where butter made by Goyim was usher. But he had some butter in his suitcase. So he wanted to know, and on the way, he had buttered a bagel or something, and he enjoyed some of it, so it became mutter, and he enjoyed it, and so there was a rabbi that paskined, okay, you could finish whatever butter you have in your suitcase, but that's it, you can't buy any new butter, because that butter was already mutter to you. And there was another rabbi that got very angry at this psak, and they went to the Nodeb Yehuda to adjudicate, you know, which one is right. So Nodeb Yehuda thought it was ridiculous to use this rush as a basis for any sort of heter. So Lemaisa, how do we paskin? Rav Avadya Yosef writes in Arba Taanios in Chazon Avadya on page 177 that there is what to rely on based on this chida, and he writes this in Taras Moadim as well. The chida, obviously, Berkei Yosef, says that even though the raya can be rejected, Ein limchos b'mekilin, but nevertheless, the large majority of poskim are not make like this. The Shari Tshuva in the end of Sivkat Nir Aleph and Simtav Kuf Nun Aleph writes, Ubi medina senu, lo shamati misha mekel b'zeh. I've never heard of anyone being mekel on this. Umisha mekel b'zeh hu b'chlal poreitz geder. Someone who's mekel on such a thing is a poreitz geder. Maram Shik in Orachayim Sim Reish Pevav in the Tshuvas is machmir and says, ha mekel b'zeh hu poreitz geder. And certainly if you're cooking extra with kavana to have leftovers, yeah, and that seems to be the mainstream opinion that it's aser. What about from Malava Malka itself? What about if there's a staff barbecue on the Matzah Shabbos? Do you need a siyum? So what about from Malava Malka itself? So the Kaf HaChaim in Tavkuf Nanal of Kuf Mem Dalid says that from Malava Malka it's mutzer to eat meat leftovers as long as you don't prepare extra for Shabbos with the intention of having leftovers. And he writes that Malava Malka can go ad Dalid Shos till 4 hours after Shabbos, because you still have Ha'aras Shabbos. It's the light of Shabbos continues into Malava Malka. In Shuvas Kalel Yosun Memhei, he's also Mekel because it's like a fourth Shabbos meal, meaning the Malava Malka is also done L'Kavod Shabbos. L'Chora, this is very difficult. The Ramah discusses drinking the Kos of Havdalah. And what does the Ramah recommend? Because even though it's a kosher bracha, it's a mitzvah, what does the Ramah recommend doing with the Kos of Havdalah? Give it to a kid. Well, what do you mean? Isn't this an extension of Shabbos? It's still before Malava Malka. What you have to say, what the Kol Elio says, is that we're machmer about the Avdalah wine because drinking it is not a kavod to Shabbos. But Malava Malka is a kavod to Shabbos and therefore somehow connected to Shabbos. El Yerabah in Tavkuf Nun Aleph Os Chavdalit is also mekel, but only for someone who's always makbid to eat meat at Malava Malka. If you're makbid year round to always eat meat at Malava Malka, then you could be makbid during the 9 days as well. In the Steichemin, in the Pas Hasada, Mareches Bein Amitzarim, Os Gimel, Dibur Maskel Michtav, he quotes from Meir Arik, was also Mekel for people who are generally makbid about eating meat at Malava Malka. However, I think the mainstream opinion is that of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Nigros Moshe Archaim Chedal Tzim Chaval Sivkat Ndalid. He says that since many people, for whatever reason, are not makbid about having meat from Malava Malka, we can think of a few reasons, but whatever reasons they have, that you can't have meat. And even if you personally are normally makbid, don't worry, it's not a violation of a neder by not having meat the Shabbos of Shabbos Chazon during the 9 days. That is not at all a violation of a neder because everyone realizes that your chumrah of having meat or your hakpada of having meat doesn't apply to the 9 days. The 9 days is a different story. And the raya to be machmir from the Magen Avraham that we mentioned before, that you're not even allowed to continue eating the meat when the tzibur davened mariv early. That you can't even continue meat at your shalosh shudis, even though you clearly still within the range of Shabbos, and that meal is clearly l'kavod Shabbos, it's still aser. At the end of the day, you know, the Gemara in the Maseches Babasa of Samach tells us about how in the aftermath of the Churban Bayis Sheni, they wanted to aser meat and wine forever. So that was a little much. They couldn't handle it, and they were immediately set straight. How, you know, that's you're not going to be able to handle such things. But the Bira Gra points out, Rav Olson pointed out, the Bira Gra points out in Tavkuf Nun Aleph, but for his Man Muat, we can handle it. The question is, what this Man Muat is? So that's why you have different deos in Shulchan Aruch. 3 weeks, 9 days, Shavuot Shechalbo, but during that short time, it shouldn't be too much to handle. Okay, a person has a dairy allergy or something like that, so then it's a different discussion. There we have to, there's what to talk about. A child who won't eat anything, won't touch fish, and won't eat any proteins, and won't, okay, what to talk about for little children. But generally speaking, it's not too much to ask that a person stay away from meat during the 9 days, even if it means not eating the Shabbos leftovers. Okay.